Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 7th of January, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny on 19 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect partly sunny and increasing cloudiness over the night with temperatures from low of 22 to high of 30, with heat index on 32 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 15 km per hour with occasional gust on 24 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 8%. On Monday, 11th of January, between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Multimedia Center in Town Hall, we are invited to Sustainable Development Practicum by the American University of Paris to see and hear the presentation of development of communication project created by students participating in the AUP Sustainable Development Practicum. And here with us is Lori, who actually did volunteer with us on the radio. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
And welcome to the studio, and we're happy to have you as a volunteer with us, helping with the projects.
Yes.
But this morning I would like to know what you guys up to. You are coming from Paris?
Yes, we're from the American University of Paris.
Mm-hmm. How many of you are here?
About 18.
18. And you guys are soon to be finished with your work, whatever the projects you guys were working on, and you would like to present it to the community, correct?
Yes, so we've been working with a lot of NGOs in Auroville and outside of Auroville, and we're going to be presenting our projects on Monday at the Multimedia Center from 9 to 4:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm. 18 of you, it's quite a big number, but I think you were spread up on different things, so... What all did you do? You were working with us on the radio?
Yes. Some of our students worked with organizations that do women's empowerment, such as Wellpaper and Ecofem. And then we also have myself working in multimedia for Auroville Radio. Some people have gone out to Pondicherry and worked with an orphanage called Samugam. We have people doing work with sustainable fashion and local brands in that. And we also have people who've done things with raw food and restaurants around here to look at the sustainable programs that they have. All of us have been doing communications projects. Mm-hmm. So we all have a few things to present, whether it's a brochure, any kind of communications thing with their social media and things like that. So we'll be talking about what we've done.
I think it's going to be pretty interesting. But what is the feedback in your group? How do you see everything? I mean, you probably came with expectation. How was that feel or not feel or exceeded or under?
Well, we came, we've only been here for a month. And the first week we visited a lot of NGOs. I think over 27 NGOs we went to see in and around Auroville and in Pondy. We were all overwhelmed with how much we wanted to help. And there was so much that we could do, but in a limited amount of time, a lot of us couldn't do fuller projects, but we've left a lot of skills that we've taught the people in the NGOs how to continue doing better communication projects. Mm-hmm. So it's really a great experience. Even though we couldn't do much, we did what we could, and I think a lot of people are really happy. I know a friend of mine did a project for Ecofem, and she did a video that is in Tamil, and she to explain the Ecofem's message. So I mean, we've all kind of contributed our special skills from AUP to help the organizations.
Mm. When you go back, will you continue from the university in Paris? Or from states?
Well, we're all continuing our master's program in global communications when we go back to Paris. Some of us have left behind some toolkits for the organizations that we worked with, and I'm sure a lot of us are going to keep in touch. Myself included, I have worked with Auroville Radio, and I'm very grateful for what with the help that I've gotten from you all here to do my project with UNESCO for World Radio Day.
You were lucky there was a flying. It was actually really lucky for you, no?
Yeah, well, we were able to. Yeah, we were able to do a really interesting story about the emergency radio station that Auroville Radio helped set up, and I'm very excited to share that. It's going to be a while before it goes up because World Radio Day is on February 13th, but as I've been here, I've been able to work with you all, and I've also been able to help you with the survey that I've done for the audience survey. If you haven't done it already, check it out. It's on the website. Yes, fill it out. It's 5 minutes. It's on our on the Facebook page, and it's on the website, and it's also out on Auranet, and it's out through the newsletter. Just click on the link. It's 5 minutes just to let us know how we can help you create better content and all of that. So yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
It was a pleasure to have you around.
Okay, thank you.
On Tuesday, 12th of January at 5:30 p.m. at the Audiovisual Space in Kalakendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, Aurora will present her independent movies exploring communities around the world, including the premiere on Orville, A Dream Down to Earth. And here's Serena. Serena, good morning and welcome to our studio.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
You came to visit Orville, but out of that, you actually are creating something which will go out to the world.
Okay, so over the past year, I've been traveling the world visiting different intentional communities, sustainable projects, permaculture design projects, and organic farms. And I make films as gifts as I visit each of these places. It's something for me to leave. Rather than just take all the knowledge, I would like to leave something behind for them. So I do it through the medium of film because this is what I was trained in. And yeah, I would like to share the knowledge of others. And I think by making these films, it helps spread the word of what each place
intentional community is about.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I believe you're also doing a film about Orville.
So the film is called A Dream Down to Earth. Mm-hmm. And what it explores is how Auroville is today, how much it has achieved the dream and how much more it has to go. It's a short film, which there's not many, from I believe, about Auroville. Mm. They all seem to be quite long. So this one is just 15 minutes long.
When we would be able to see that?
Okay, so on Tuesday the 12th of January, at Kalakendra, I'm having a showcase night of all my films to do with communities, so all the different communities I visited in the last year. They are different lengths. Some are 5 minutes, some are 15, some are half an hour. So I'll be showing a selection of these. And then at the end will be the premiere, the world premiere of the Auroville film, A Dream Down to Earth.
Mm-hmm. That will start at what time?
5:30.
Yeah, okay, at Kalakendra. So 5:30 next Tuesday in Kalakendra.
Yeah.
In the screening room.
Yes. Yeah.
Serena, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And
it's been great
see
chatting.
You around.
See you soon.
Today at 5:30 p.m. for sunset in the Hall of Savitri Bhavan, we are invited to Indian Classical New Year's recital, Kinva Boxtel on Basuri, Sandarya Serafina on Veena. And also today, but at 7 p.m., we are invited to an interactive presentation by Professor Dr. Sedef Kumar on losing faith and the face of fear, from fear to freedom. What is our faith and why do we fear to lose it? Why and how does fear freeze the river of our lives? Is there a way of stepping into freedom from fear? Based on his forthcoming book, 7,000 Million Degrees of Freedom. On Friday, 8th of January at 8 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, we can see Light in Darkness, interdisciplinary performance with original stories, poetry, moving images, movies and music created and performed by Hamish. Multimedia will be by Christoph and directed by Fif. The sitting will be limited, so they advise us to come at 7:50 p.m. The exhibition of original photos and poetry of Light in Darkness runs until January 13. This presentation is made possible through the generosity of the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, Canadian Pavilion, and Komali Mehdi Klong Academy, Brain Fever Productions and Sleeting Desire. And the next day, on Saturday 9th at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti Theatre in Elanjavanadi, Hamish will perform My Autopsy, written and performed by him as well, directed by Fif Fernandez, appearing courtesy of the Canadian Actors Equity Association. And also on Saturday, but starting at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Each One Teach One at Orville Institute of Applied Technology, IAT, at Irumbai Main Road. This year, Anne has brought two break dancers and video journalists from Germany to have a week of fun learning and exchange with their students. So we're invited to see the program on Saturday. Started at 10 a.m. with Ava Grimmen, IAT students and worldwide volunteers, and they will discuss what they can do against violence. At 11 a.m., Hans is going to talk about how to deal with violence and harassment and will teach some self-defense movements. After lunch, at 2 p.m., the students perform what they have learned over the week in breakdance and capoeira, show the painting on peace, listen to the poems on peace, watch the videos made, and they run a program with the young Mohanam drummers. As we see, Saturday is going to be a super busy day because also at 7 p.m. at Unity Pavilion we can see and hear presentation on robotics, automation, engineering and beyond presented by Keeler. Robotics automation are vast and rapidly growing fields of human pursuit. And for the past 3 years, Keeler has integrated robots into senior semiconductor system and also had the opportunity to work for Intuitive Surgical, a company that advances automation and robotics in healthcare with the Da Vinci surgical system. Otherwise, Keeler grew up in Oroville and went through the Oroville education system and find his way to San Jose State University in California to study mechanical engineering and mechatronics. On Sunday, 10th of January at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can see Madhuram, the sweetness of Krishna, with bhajans and bhakti poetry in English translation. On South Indian food will be Gordon Cornstedge, on Hindustani Indian slide guitar Joel Eisenkramer, and this concert combines bhakti poetry and Indian music to elaborate powerful and moving lyrics depicting the love of Radha for the god Krishna. On Monday, 11th of January, it will be a concert in the Hall of Harmony at 8:30 p.m. in the Ashram School. Sri Salil Brahmachari will be on the violin, accompanied by Sri Sudip Khatirji on the tabla. On January 12th, 20th and 27th, Solitude Organic Farm presents Open Mic Night, inviting all musicians, poets, dancers and theatrical acts for a chance to share talents and enjoy an evening of celebration. Performance starts at 7:30 p.m., but the dinner will be served from 7 p.m. onward. On January 11 and 12, which is Monday and Tuesday, at New Food Links site, Oroville Farm Group celebrates Pongal, and we are all invited. As they say, Pongal is a local harvest festival where farmers traditionally celebrate the abundance provided by the Mother Nature. To celebrate Pongal, Oroville farmers are organizing a local food festival where you can taste fresh, organic, local food and learn about Oroville farms and farmers. Program says on Monday, 9:30 a.m. opening with collective meditation, then introduction to farming in Oroville, followed by guided visit on farm tractors to Oroville farms, and to follow by a discussion. In the afternoon, after you can enjoy the fundraising lunch prepared by farmers using fresh local harvest. And after the lunch at 3:30 p.m., music performance by local groups. At 4:30, closing with collective chanting to thank Mother Nature. We can drop in anytime and we can talk to farmers and check out their information panels on our farms. Our free drinks and snacks, which will be served all day long. And we also have to remember the Food Link Market will operate from the new Food Link. And for the Pongal, on Friday, 15th of January, from noon to 6 p.m., Menakshi invites us to Ilangari Educational Center with Pongal Bazaar open to all. And they're saying, let us enjoy the flavor and colors of Pongal Festival, which is Thanksgiving's agrarian style. Join them at the premises of Solar Kitchen. And Tamil Heritage Center, Mohana Cultural Center, and Ilangari Educational Center, they wish us happy Pongal. Hear the words from us. We have a 5-minute online survey to fill out that will help us to improve our content. So please visit our site at SurveyMonkey and fill it up. It will be up until 11th of January, which is Monday. And we end our campaign having raised over 2 lakhs for the year 2016. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat News, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Jimmy's Hall, directed by Ken Loach, made in UK in 2014. At Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. we will see Cave of Forgotten Dreams, made in 2011, directed by Werner Herzog. And today at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, we can see the truth about cancer film series, and in this episode you will learn how important your immune system is for fighting, destroying and of course preventing the development of cancer and many other diseases. At Visit the Center movie show tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen The Martian, made in 2015, which is adventure, drama, science fiction, and it was directed by Ridley Scott. And tomorrow we can see Bridge of Spies, made in 2015 and directed by Steven Spielberg, and it's a biography, drama, thriller. How to arrive at the moment-to-moment constant and directed control by the divine, rejecting all guidance of the universal force? And Sri Aurobindo answers, offering everything to the divine, until the divine takes up the control of everything. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.